So the reflection this morning, I want to read a quote from Shinzen Young, meditation teacher, and this is from his book, The Science of Enlightenment, and he's a good writer, and he writes very powerfully about the impacts of meditation. And he writes this: the greatest favor we can do ourselves is to come to a state where our happiness is no longer dependent on conditions. Conditions meaning, this is, you know, just my summary, things like wealth, reputation, our health, your mood, just how your day is going. The greatest favor we can do ourselves is to come to a state where our happiness is no longer dependent on conditions. Happiness independent of conditions occurs whenever we have a complete sensory experience, which means to experience something in a state of extraordinary concentration, sensory clarity, and equanimity. Any ordinary sensory event, when experienced completely, becomes extraordinary and paradoxical. Its richness is maximal, but its somethingness is minimal. A complete experience of pleasure delivers pure satisfaction, but has little substance. A complete experience of pain is deeply poignant, but not problematic. A complete experience of desire is desireless. A complete experience of mental confusion nurtures intuitive wisdom. A complete experience of self convinces you there never was a self. So there's a lot in this quote. And I just want to unpack it a little bit. Happiness independent of conditions occurs whenever we have a complete sensory experience. Is that your understanding of happiness? He's not talking about, you know, conditions aligning in any way. Any conditions, you can be free of suffering, even if it's a really difficult state, like grief or fear about the state of the world. If you can have a complete experience, no resistance, fully immersed in the experience, it doesn't have the ability to afflict you. And my analogy for this is, if you're stuck in a stall with a kicking horse, where's the safest place to be? On the horse. It's the only place you can't get kicked. And normally we stand apart from our experience. Our experience is over here, and we're here, and that horse can kick us. Our fear, our grief, our anger can kick us. If we instead have a complete experience of the state, it can't kick us. And the interesting thing about the complete experience, it's in no way being lost in the experience or joined with the experience. A complete experience means you have to be fully aware of it, because it's the only way you cannot have resistance to it. The only way you can fully experience it is to be aware of it. And so this is what he's saying. He's saying to have a complete experience means you need extraordinary concentration, sensory clarity, and equanimity. And concentration, you know, we all have a vague sense of what that means, but I want to be very specific about it. In mindfulness practice, mindfulness is the knowing of what's happening in this moment, and it has many other qualities, but that's the basic quality. Concentration is the staying power of our mindfulness. the ability of mindfulness to be continuous over time. Concentration doesn't refer to being one-pointed on something. It refers to the continuity of mindfulness. And then a third element of our practice is attention, which is where do we focus the mindfulness? So if we just use the analogy of a flashlight, mindfulness is the light of the flashlight being on. Concentration is how long it stays on. And then attention is where do we point the light? So these three concepts in practice really help simplify what are we actually doing in practice. The thing about concentration is that that is dependent on a lot of conditions, meaning often you have to be on silent retreat for concentration to really deepen. So that's harder to kind of summon up. Sensory clarity is much easier, and I'll just, you know, unpack that a little bit. And equanimity, though, is really the we could call it the radical okayness with the flux of experience. You're okay as experience does its dance, no matter what, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. That's hard to order up, but sensory clarity we can actually do. And sensory clarity is with mindfulness, we direct our attention at really understanding our sense experience. We understand with clarity that there's a sound, and that's a physical experience of hearing. And then there's thoughts about the sound. Oh, it's a robin. There's images. There might be an image of the robin in the mind. The image robin, the thought robin, are not the sound that we hear. That's our mental fabrication in response. So sensory clarity is really being clear. There's just a sound. And then we recognize the sound, identify it, and use thought and image. That's something different from the sound. We're not trying to get rid of the thought and image because that's our natural intelligence. We just want to see the difference. So with sensory clarity, you can really see then what in an experience afflicts you. And it's never in the five physical senses. It's always in the sixth sense of the mind. So my encouragement for the day, if you wish to just have a little practice task, is just to really listen. Sound is the easiest to have this sensory clarity. Stop sometimes today and just listen and notice the difference between sound, the pure sound, like if I think of a robin, sound is this burbling thing, you know, it's you know, almost stream-like in the way it burbles and bubbles and babbles, the robin's song. Just listen to sound and then watch the mind create the thoughts and images about it. And that's sensory clarity. You're just seeing there's a sound and then there's what the mind does with the sound. And again, we're not trying to fight off the mind. We just want to see clearly what's happening. And then this is the key to being able to have complete experiences, that you can see clearly how they are. And so you don't resist, you just be aware. So you can take that up if you want. And again, the quote is from Shinzen Young, The Science of Enlightenment. So hope you have a good day of practice and a good day of everything. So I'll just unmute everybody and you can say hi to each other.